The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I've liked their power play a lot in this series, and you know, tonight we just converted on our chances. Sometimes it's simple as that.
Well, Jared Bednar's power play, holy smokes, that thing was lethal. So I always like laughed at like the idea that, well, you know, at the beginning of this series, well, Nashville's going to try to really goon it up and rough it up and rough the Avalanche up. And what did I tell you? Stink, as long as the Avalanche just turn the other cheek, take the power plays and make the Predators pay that way. The Predators just aren't good enough to be able to go head-to-head with the Avalanche. They tried. They were desperate in Game 3. They came out and they tried to take the play to the Avs, and for a while they did, but too many dumb penalties. The Avalanche power play was cooking, and the Avalanche pull away and go up 3-0. Now the question is that everybody's been talking about since it happened on Saturday, the Ryan Johansson stick to the cage of Darcy Kuemper. You got a chance to look at it, all the different angles. Any part of you think that was intentional?
No, and I tried to make it feel like it was intentional. Obviously, I think McKinnon was right behind him, right, and tugging on things, and I think he probably felt like he had his hand on his stick, and he was just trying to get free, get loose. I think that's probably what happened, because he never peeked back. He never looked back. He did shove his stick back there, but I think it was in a response to McKinnon. So I don't think it was intentional. I will tell you this, though, if it was Nazem, he'd be suspended for a couple of games because of his past history.
Well, past history does matter. Ryan Johansson is, I looked up his penalty minutes over the course of an 11-year career. Guy averages about 44 penalty minutes per season. So this is not a rough and tumble guy who is familiar with the sin bin, okay? And he's been suspended one time in his career back in 2019, ironically enough, for high sticking. But this guy does not fit the profile of somebody who is intentionally going to stick his blade into a hockey goalie's mask. And then, while he has it inside the mask, decide, oh yeah, let's try to drive it straight through his eyeball. It just doesn't make sense. I get the idea. We love to create villains when it comes to playoff series. Everybody loves the idea of creating a villain. There's just not a villain in this case. It was an unfortunate accident. Luckily, it looks like Darcy Kemper's going to be okay. Even a chance he plays tonight.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I went in thinking, man, that looked bad. And then I just kept watching it over and over and over again. And I was like, I don't think there was any intent to injure there. I don't even think he knew that blade was in Darcy Kemper's face mask. I just think it was a response to feeling the presence and feeling the body of McKinnon behind him and then trying to cut loose. So that's kind of my take on that.
It would have to take a special level of scumbag to realize, yeah, hey, I got my stick in the guy's face mask. Let's drive it into his eye. I mean, really. I mean, that's Bertuzzi-esque. Okay, that's what louts like Bertuzzi does. Ryan Johansson doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. Next on the Morning Brew,
fair ball down the line. Jose Herrera's first big league RBI. He's going to get one more. Nick coming all the way around, and it's 3-0 Diamondbacks.
All right, Diamondbacks TV there as the Rockies drop the rubber game of their 3-game series with the Diamondbacks, losing out on a chance to win a road series. Only the second time this year the Avs, Rockies have lost a series. But, you got to look at these kind of road series as a missed opportunity. Even though the Diamondbacks, better than people like the Rockies, better than people anticipated, they're above 500 too. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, all five teams in the NL West are above 500, but still, hey, you want us to take you seriously, Rockies fans? You got to find a way to take 2 out of 3 in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, that's That, and now you go to San Francisco, where that's been their personal house of horrors. Luckily, Nolan Arenado always seems to hit well in San Francisco. So,
That's right.
We gave him away plus $50 million.
That's right. That's
my
right.
fault. My
that's
fault. Right. My fault. I got confused. That's I got right. confused.
Well, at least Trevor Story is just absolutely stinking it up in Boston. I mean, stinking it up. So you got that to fall back on as the silver lining Rocky fan. Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, we're excited. Our whole organization is excited. I'm excited. I've been over there twice. They do a great job. The fans are incredible. It's just another way to spread our brand, you know, spread football internationally. And so, yeah, I think we're all excited. It's a good time.
All right, George Payton's Broncos going to London. We know about that on October 30th. The rest of the NFL schedule will come out on Thursday, May 12th.
May 12th,
Thursday. So excited. So excited.
That's a big day.
It is a big day.
It is. I'm excited, too. See where we're at. I'm really excited to see how our season starts.
Yeah,
right, do we start in that opening game Thursday night? Do we have kind of a, hopefully we have a little bit of a cupcake schedule? I mean, it's never easy. All the games are hard, but hopefully we've got a favorable schedule to start off the season with. That would be that would be beneficial to us. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be possible, but boy, give me that kind of soft landing opening schedule like you got last year. They didn't take advantage of it, but it was an opportunity that was gifted to them by the schedule makers. Something tells me that we're not going to get as lucky. I think the NFL is going to want to get Russell Wilson out there, marquee games right away. So that probably means some tougher opponents right off the bat. Next on the Morning Brew.
It's unfortunate that is a conversation right now, because obviously nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. But there's nothing malicious about what Jordan did. There's no comparison to what Dylan did or Draymond, like nothing in that vein.
The same thing in Golden State in the Bay is there Steph Curry right there talking about the idea that no, we didn't do anything dirty with Ja Morant and the injury that's going to likely keep him out of game four of that series coming up tonight. I don't know how much you've had a chance to follow the Western Conference playoffs since the Nuggets were eliminated, but surprise, surprise. How about what Dallas is doing? Dallas. You know, it does kind of make the, I shouldn't say this, probably James Merrillat's listening, he's going to be joining us here, but it does make the Nuggets look a little bad, doesn't it? That with Nikola Jokic, they got only one game against Golden State, where a one-man team in Dallas is giving Phoenix the consensus pick to win it all in the West, all they can handle?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know that series as well as the Nuggets series. And again, professional sports is about matchups. We see the matchup as a bad matchup the Nuggets had with the Warriors, because the Warriors got healthy. Draymond Green came back. You know, all of a sudden, Klay Thompson toward the end of the season going into it was playing like Klay Thompson. They get Steph Curry back. And the next thing you know, you've got issues. They've developed pool over the course of the regular season. You know, you've got matchup issues. I don't know that matchup as well with Dallas and Phoenix, obviously. But we see it with the Avalanche just overwhelming the Predators. We see it in football all the time. Certain matchups are just bad matchups for you. So this may be one of those situations with Phoenix and with the Suns versus the Mavs.
Meanwhile, for the Avs, they are in a golden position to wrap up the series tonight and then just sit back and let Minnesota and St. Louis bludgeon each other for seven games, and the Avs get the survivor, and meanwhile probably have like another week off, which in the case of baseball, bad thing to have too much time off. Basketball, maybe even the same thing. Hockey, I don't think that's the case at all. When you're trying to win four series, long, grueling path to the cup, anytime you can get rest, you take it. So I think the Avalanche very determined to wrap things up tonight. Believe they will. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.